You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. The economy and its intricacies swirl round and round in Brian Onunoyn's noggin today, but eventually he arrives at some logic for how stocks and trades work in the free world.
And a very good morning to you all. Well, this depression, it's depressing, isn't it? Huh? The economic gloom and doom, God be with the days when we'd all sit around the fire and we'd have a grand old depression for ourselves. Huh? Nothing is what it used to be. But still, we try to soldier on in the face of relentless economic gloom and doom. If only we could understand a bloody word of what the economists were saying. It's all very confusing, though, isn't it, when you're listening to the radio and some fella says, "And the Dow Jones today closed down 14 points. Like, what's that supposed to mean, huh? I haven't a bleeding clue. I'm assuming that if it's down, well, that's bad. Don't forget, no, they only let me teach up as far as second grade. Hang on a second. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go over there to Google and I'll type in, what does it mean if the stock market is down? While I do that, I just want to offer the excuse for my very real ignorance of the stock market. And they are, in no particular order. One, I don't have stocks in anything. And two, I'm always kind of leery of people who make money out of stocks. Go on, call me a raving socialist if you like, but if you have stocks and you make money, well, you didn't actually do anything really, did you? You just kind of lent a company some money and then the company made a profit and they gave you some of the profit. Isn't that it? No? No. Wait. No, that's shareholders and what's paid out. That's called the dividend, isn't it? Owning stock is a bit like owning part of a company. You own a share of the company. Yeah. Hang on, now I remember. It's the same thing. Stocks are shares. Oh God, that was exhausting. Don't you hate it when that happens? When you disappear up your own analysis? Fortunately for me, I just saw the emergency exit there at the last second. But by now, I know I've completely forgotten what it is I was trying to say. Wait, I've got it. What does it mean if the stock market is down? First, I'm going to apply my searing logic to this question. Okay, the stock market is down. Why? Because people are selling their shares. They're not feeling confident that the value of the share is going to rise, so they're dumping their crap. And why is this a bad thing? I mean, a lot of cars get sold, and that's a good thing. You know, when a lot of cars get sold, that's good for the economy, isn't it? Huh? A lot of shares get sold. Isn't that a good thing? Oh, God, I could sit here and think until my forehead starts to bleed, and I know I could never figure this out. I'll just try Google. Okay, here we go. Okay, the stock market is down because the value of a stock is down from the previous day. Okay, and the price is down because the demand for that stock is down. Okay, well, I guess that means they're not necessarily being sold. It's just that the price of the share has dropped. But there again, I mean, if somebody calls me up and say, "Hey, the price of TVs at Walmart is down," well, that's good news, isn't it? Well, I suppose, but only if someone's buying the televisions, and it might not necessarily be good news for Walmart, since they're the ones who are selling the TVs, and they might be selling them for less than what they paid for them. But then if that happened, Walmart would take a hit, and I'd be delighted, bloody delighted, because those money-grabbing multinational conglomerates... Well, if Walmart went bust, then I couldn't afford my groceries. And all the single moms that they employ would be out of a job. Oh, God. I'm depressed again. No, I'm just going to go back to bed. I think I'll just go back to bed. Bye. Have a lovely week.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyn, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyn every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.